Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Oh, leave that on there. Absolutely no way that is getting cut.
Yeah, it was good, eh?
That was stunning. I've never heard you that way before in your entire life.
Really?
Well, in our entire friendship.
Honestly, I didn't, I've
starting
never...
Starting the clock. You just started a stopwatch. Not a second longer than we have to be here. Hello.
What to me?
You just rolled your eyes at me. Don't come in with that energy. We've hung out all day. We're vibing.
I'm not angled towards you. This is weird. Hang on.
I feel like that's how you are mostly with me.
Oh, Jesus. I do like, you know, I do like sitting when people are... I think it's underrated to sit side by side, especially with the one you love.
Here's how...
When you eat, by the way.
Yes, yes, yes. Here's how I think you engage. Eyes down. Mm-hmm. Back to you.
Really?
No.
Do you ever catch yourself on someone's like Instagram story and you don't know they're recording and you're like, fuck, that's my truest self?
Yes.
Because you don't know anyone's watching.
Yeah.
Isn't that gutting? And you're like, fuck me, I do not look good.
Yeah. I thought that today when Eli posted a picture of us for International Women's Day.
Me too.
I was like, oh my God.
Way to celebrate women,
I know,
Eli.
By giving me body issues.
Yeah, great. Awesome. Yeah. Happy International Fucking Women's Day. happy IWD. Very close to IUD, isn't it? And welcome to the podcast. You're listening to Boners of the Heart. Now, apologies for the lateness on this one.
Yeah, we've been busy spending time together in
real
life.
All our time together. I know, it's crazy.
It is crazy how much we're in contact. I think my parents are starting to get concerned, actually.
What, really?
Well, no, they...
Well, my nan definitely thinks we're in a relationship.
Yeah, that's
I think she
sweet,
stopped.
Though.
I
you
think
should
she
be
stopped.
So lucky.
Yeah, okay.
Only because my parents don't know you, but all my other closest friends, they know really well. So the other day, my mum was like, is Rose shy?
What do you mean?
I don't... Because you've never hung out with them, you know? Whereas, like, all my other friends really, like, latch on to them, and, like, I think they love that. And so, like, you're the kind of, you've got your guard up.
I don't need saving, okay? All right.
My parents are exactly the same as me. They're like, Rose, she's got her guard up.
I know, what is this? I've got my own stuff going on, all right? Guys, I'm busy. I'm a busy person.
Yeah, absolutely.
I do have my guard up around them for sure, but, you know...
You shouldn't. They think what you're doing is just incredible.
Yeah, I know.
Which is, by comparison, much more than what they think of me.
I often... Well, hey, no, come on. Maybe I'm Team Alice rather than Team Parent. It's Alice v. Parents and I'm on your team. And all your other friends are on their team. And I've stuck with you.
Without question, all my other friends are on their team.
Really?
Yeah, absolutely.
Well, I'm not.
Thank you.
I'm with you.
I'm going to play this bit to them. That's so
nice.
No,
they're
going to
hate
nice.
Me.
They're not going to hate you.
Good point.
Yeah.
Good point.
I met your dad the other day for the first time.
Yes, you did.
Very briefly.
Yeah, very briefly. Yeah, he's very elusive. I hardly meet him. I'm going to burp again. No, I do. No, it was good. We're having a good hangout, actually, that day.
I thought we vibed. It was very quick.
It was very quick. He's a sweet guy. He's a sweet man.
Yeah, that's lovely.
It's funny how you hang out with parents, eh? Like, yeah. Oh, my mum sent me my birthday present.
Did she? What did she get you?
She sent me... it was amazing. She sent me new crochet needles, two crochet books, one on granny squares and one on simple crochet stitches, and a beautiful bowl that you put your yarn in. It was gorgeous.
God, that's stunning.
I know. It was
Nice that she gets you things that you want.
I know. It was amazing that she did that. I just couldn't believe it. I actually liked it.
I don't think my mum has ever tried to get me anything that I want. I told you about what she did at Christmas. She asked me what I wanted for Christmas. Mm-hmm. I told her, maybe I've even spoken about this before. I told her I wanted a good kitchen knife. Yeah. She said, okay. And then on Christmas Day, she gave me a water jug and said, and I quote, I went off the knife idea.
You went off the knife idea. It's crazy.
I was like,
you got me a good gift for my birthday.
I did. I mean, you prescribed it.
I did.
And I just picked it up.
Yeah, but I really love it. She got me salt, fat, acid, heat. Recipe book, and it's stunning. I got good presents this year. I'm 27 now, by the way.
Oh yeah, happy birthday.
Thank you.
It was really great.
Feels good to be 27.
Does it?
Feels like a real age.
Did you have a good time at your party? Were you overwhelmed?
Yeah, well the thing was, we had a big party. Well, not a big party, we had a dinner, and it was about, what, 15, 18 people? I felt overwhelmed, but not as overwhelmed as I could be. I think I'm more overwhelmed at a party that I've started. I run it. Because usually I do it in England, and like I always have some sort of weird, like, breakfast situation where I'm making all the breakfast because I don't want to talk to anyone.
Yeah.
And then it just devolves into like a YouTube party, which I love, as you know.
Mm-hmm.
I'm so burpy today.
It's because you're drinking a beer.
Yeah, that's true. Don't tell them.
And you're vaping.
No! Vape life. I think I had a good time, but it's hard when the attention is on you and you want that, but also you don't want that.
Yeah.
Classic Pisces.
Yeah, tell me about it. I had a good time.
That's good. You had a good time. A beautiful meal, a gorgeous meal with friends. I enjoyed that.
Yeah, that part of it was stunning.
It's just tough when you have to, like, you got a lot of friends from different friendship groups, and it's like, it is just hard. And I can see why people compartmentalize those aspects of their lives. But I chose not to, and I think it did pay off, because also
off.
We're all at the age now where we're fucking adults.
Yeah,
and
fuck.
just get, you know, this is what being an adult's like. I mean, not to say anyone had a bad time at the party, but I'm 27 now, and you know, it's feeling good.
Being
and I'm
an
not
adult
feeling,
you know, is going to parties you don't want to go to. Although everybody wanted to be there.
No,
I don't think you
not parties you don't want to go to, but you go to a party, and if you don't know someone too well, you make the effort to be like,
yeah, you do. In fact, that's so
that's
true.
What I mean. Like, you go, okay, I'm gonna engage, I'm gonna be here. But it was fine. Fuck, 27.
What's wrong?
I don't know. It's an age.
Yeah, it's like, it's a pretty chill age.
I guess so.
Like, you couldn't be further along in your life than where you are right now. You're literally thriving.
Yeah, but
I mean, you look like you're falling asleep. But in life, don't fucking fall asleep on the podcast.
I'm tired.
Oh my God, I don't care. We're all tired. We're tired.
Oh my God. Do you think it's bad to want a lot of sleep?
I don't know. I went to the doctor this morning because I thought that I'm going to get a
too
blood test.
Yeah.
Because I just want to sleep all the time. But then she was also like, what time do you go to bed? And I was like, midnight. And she was like, what time do you get up? And I was like, 6. And she was like, well, that's why you're tired.
Yeah, of course.
Bitch. Shouldn't call me that.
You need 8 hours at least, or 9. I like 9.
You like 9 hours?
I like 9. Yeah, because it's in increments of 1.5 hours. As you know, my sleep cycles, I talk about that a lot.
Yeah.
I don't think
I can do 9. I'd love to do 9. I don't think I've slept for more than like 3 hours straight in maybe a year or two.
Alice, it's awful.
Is that bad?
Yeah, that's really bad.
I just wake up and I go back to sleep.
That's not good.
Is that not good?
No, you need to fucking knock yourself out.
Yeah, what do I do though?
Have a wank, mate.
Always. Constantly.
Always.
Oh wait,
are you setting alarms so you can get up and wank and
yeah,
then go back
I'm sorry,
to sleep?
I'm being unclear. I'm waking up to masturbate in the middle of the night.
Well, there's your problem, girl. Jesus.
I do think I have a healthy sexual appetite.
Yeah, but you have very unhealthy fucking sleep patterns.
Yeah, that's true.
Oh, you need to sort that out.
I know. Well, that's why I went to the doctor. I also had to get my smear test.
Oh, how was that?
It was actually fine. She's so good about it, my doctor. She's really casual and just like jump up on the bed. She chatted to me. She remarked on new tattoos I'd gotten, like not on
your pussy.
She commented on my pussy tattoos.
Oh, that's lovely. It's gorgeous calligraphy there. Pussy. There's pussy in cursive font.
Pussy just above my. No, I have like a truly horrendous S on my thigh.
Hey!
No, come on.
I've got it on my ankle.
Yeah.
Fuck you. Fuck you.
You have talked literally the minute you got that tattoo, you talked non-stop shit about it.
Yeah, I know.
Non-stop shit about it.
I know, that's what I'm saying. So you're making me feel insecure about it by saying your one's bad, but yours on your thigh, mine's on my fucking ankle.
Yours looks cooler on your ankle.
Nah, let me make this about me, please.
Okay, fair enough.
But anyway.
I also,
S for smear test, yeah. S for smear. You should have written near.
She was like, she was like, what's it for? And then I had to be like, it's the name of a comedy troupe.
No, you didn't even say improv.
I couldn't say improv. Oh, I could not bring myself to say improv. I was like, if I do that, I can never come back to this GP. And I love this GP.
Yeah.
I only ever want to go to her. She's the best GP I've ever had.
Oh, awesome.
Yeah. And I also, I had an ingrown hair. And
tell them where.
On my pubic mound.
You're gonna slide past that. Also, hey, I'm right here. Okay, so welcome to the podcast. How can you mention that to me in the car and then not think that I'm gonna ask where it was?
I know. Anyway, it turns out it's infected, so now I'm on a round of antibiotics.
But really?
Yeah.
Antibiotics. I'm so sorry about that.
No, I mean, it's fine because I look at it and it's like, it's not that bad. Like, I really mentioned it to her off the cuff.
Wow.
And she was like, oh, okay, yeah, no, here's a round of antibiotics. So now I'm on those, and I went to the chemist.
Yeah.
And he goes, he gave me the medication, and he goes, oh, skin infections are very on trend right now.
Wow, Jesus.
Yeah, so I don't know what that's about, but I suspect, ugh, this is gross, but maybe spending too much time in wet togs.
Oh, no.
I don't mean to.
You do mean to. You don't get changed out of those bad boys.
I do get changed out of those bad boys.
You're a water baby.
I am a water baby. I swim nonstop all the time. I love it.
We went for a gorgeous swim the other day, actually.
Yeah, we did.
Fuck, we've never sounded more like a couple. God, a gorgeous swim, actually. Nice swim. It was really nice, though.
It was nice. It was stunning.
Well, I've got my bloody toe infection, so you know.
Yeah, it's not the same as having something on your pubic mound. So I guess what it means is I will never have sex again. And you know what? I'm fine with that. Because
I got a wax the other day.
Did you? Didn't tell me.
I was waiting to show you. I wanted to be surprised. You never asked. Well, no, I commented on it when I went for swimming because when I came out of the water, I said to you, have you noticed that I haven't done the thing where I pull my top bottoms over
I heard you vaguely say something, but yeah. I wasn't fully listening.
It seems like you do that a lot.
Do you reckon?
No,
I pride myself on being quite a good listener.
Okay, but you're hard of hearing sometimes.
I'm hard of hearing, yeah. That's true. I'm also very bad with names and faces.
Absolutely.
Eli of the male gaze, did I tell you that his mum came into the office the other day and I was like, oh my gosh, so nice to meet you. I don't think we've met before. And she goes, we've met like 10 to 15 times.
Wow. That's
isn't that fucking wild?
Yeah, it's really, really.
I think that it shows like a serious character flaw of mine that I have to work on, that I am probably, I assume I must be so self-involved that I'm not genuinely in the interaction, even though, or I'm like saying in my head, like, be in the interaction. And then that is stopping me
from just being in the letting it wash over you.
Yeah.
Did you remember my name when we met?
Yeah, well, I already knew who you were.
Yeah, bitch. You know it.
I don't think you would have remembered my name.
Possibly not. I can't even remember where we met, really.
I can remember where we met.
Okay, well, let's not go over that again. Yeah, I know.
We did a scene about Madonna.
Yeah, and her cone brow or whatever.
Yeah, you remember it. Do you remember
I remember really... No, I remember you telling me about it. But I do remember that scene. But I think I remember people... I remember weird details about people's lives. Like I'll meet someone once and like talk to them, and then like I did this to a couple of people, like, and I'll remember that they went on holiday with their nephews or something, and I'll be like, how was the holiday with your nephews? And they kind of get freaked out.
Oh yeah.
And
yeah,
that's kind of like
like presidents do that, you know, like they have like one piece, they get told like one piece of information to be like check, you know, like to show that they care about that person. Like,
yeah, I think I don't, I'm not good with names, but I can remember the face and like what we talked about.
Oh, weird.
So yeah, yeah.
I would love to get better. I'm going to make a really concerted effort to get better at remembering people's names and faces. Now, I know Eli's mum's face that is burned into my brain, but I saw her just 2 days after that interaction, and I was with my sister, and I had to whisper to my sister, I cannot for the life of me remember what her name is.
Jesus Christ. It's crazy.
I know, it's so...
Although I do... No, no, no. I think friends' parents' names are quite hard. Sometimes, yeah, I mean, your parents actually, sometimes I go... now, no, but your mum, sometimes I'd go to say... And then I'd, yeah.
Back off?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'd back off. But
I've got yours down. I had to make a real effort. I know your mum, your dad, and your nan.
But not my brothers.
I know one of your brothers. Wow, and then the other brother, I also know.
Oh, test it out. What was I going to say? I was going to say something.
Hold on, can I say them and we'll beat them out?
Yeah, yeah, say them and beat them out. Yeah. Oh my god.
No,
Oh my god.
Your older brother.
No, but weirdly. So.
Fuck. Give me the first letter. So I'm on the right ball. I'm in the ballpark.
Mm hmm. I love it. There's going to be amazing beeping out every moment of this, actually. Let's give me the first letter. Beep.
Fuck. Oh, my God.
I blank when I think of your brother's names, though. I know two.
What is his name? Fuck! I was not going to get there.
I know you weren't.
How do you reckon this podcast is going so far?
Pretty shit.
Do you think it's weird that we're in the same room together when we record it?
Maybe.
Do you think it's the issue?
No, it's not shit.
Okay, cool. I'm on board with it.
What are we going to talk about this?
Okay, so we have two topics, and we'll talk about this one.
Yeah,
this
one. And then
we'll talk about the other one in the next episode.
And you know you don't have to say that we've got two topics in one episode. And then tease the next episode.
I don't want to tease the next... Okay, this episode, what do you want to talk about? Do you want to talk about the celebrity one or the real life one?
The celebrity one.
Okay, let's talk about Pete Davidson!
What is going on? What is going on?
I cannot understand how Pete Davidson has managed to skyrocket by the ladies he is dating. How was he with Kate Beckinsale?
Okay,
she
so
seems
big news.
So cool, so hot,
so
of age.
Let's give it back. So of age. So
isn't like
I'm going to look this up.
Mature, awesome woman.
She's very funny.
She's funny, she's hot. It's just fucking crazy to me look at him. And I kind of get that there is something charismatic about him, but there is also something about him that is filthy.
He's 25.
Jesus, that's young.
And then,
I mean, it's so cool for her, I guess, but it's cooler for him.
No, I'm not even like about the age difference. Like 25, like so, 25, and imagine having gone through and done what he's done by the age of 25.
Yeah, it's pretty crazy. He's done well for himself.
Hell yeah, he was on SNL when he was like 20.
Yeah. What do you think of public displays of affection? Because they were caught at the hockey game making out.
Incredible.
And there's one photo of him where there's a tongue between their mouths and you can't tell whose tongue it is. I'm assuming it's his tongue because it's massive. And it's like there's a gap between their mouths and the tongue is like bridging the gap. Bridging the gap between their mouths. So I'm not into that, but I do love
public displays. I love how big her hair is.
I love public displays of affection.
Do you?
Yeah, I like it.
Wow.
Do you not like that?
What do you mean, watching them or doing them?
Both.
Both.
I don't like doing them.
Not like if you're forcing them.
I can't think of the last
nice
time.
Little kiss.
I can't think of the last time I kissed anyone in public.
Oh.
Oh my God, that might be the saddest thing I've ever said.
That's not the saddest thing I've ever said.
Actually, no, I can't remember the last time I kissed someone in public.
Do you want to share it?
No, I can't remember the specific time. No, but I know I don't think I do. I don't think I do. Oh, I've got to get into that.
You don't think you like public displays of affection? Why? Let's go there.
No, I do. I think I do. Okay. Would you hate it if someone proposed to you on a bridge?
Yes.
I've seen it happen. Sorry, someone. I saw it in Prague.
I saw it in New York.
City of love. Big Apple City of love.
Big Apple City, as it's known.
Big Apple City of love.
I know, I was listening to Serial at the time.
Oh, really?
It was really funny because I was listening to Serial, but then I saw this person get down on one knee and propose, and I was like, this is a weird juxtaposition.
I saw it happen in Prague when I was in Prague with Chris Parker, a friend of the podcast, Male Gaze. And,
enemy.
Yeah, enemy of the podcast, sorry. And I saw that it was a perfect shot in my mind. It was like, I saw the proposal happening, and then I panned to my left and just saw Chris 100% disinterested applying lip balm, watching that whole thing go on, just his mouth just puckered like open, just like a huge thing of lip balm, just watching it like it was just like the most boring thing happening. I was like, this is perfect. This is the most important, one of the most important moments of this people's lives, and it's just a fucking New Zealand tourist just go, ah, okay. It was so fucking funny.
Oh,
but no, if someone proposed to me, fuck, okay.
I want to be proposed to in bed.
Oh, okay, let's get into this.
Not like in a sexual way. Okay.
No, I mean like, oh, let's, where do you want to get proposed to?
I don't know if I want to get married.
Nah, neither. I don't think so.
I don't know. I go back and forth on it a lot. Sometimes I'm like, marriage is the worst thing in the world, and then sometimes I'm like, it's an amazing commitment. That
I think it's the worst thing in the world until someone asks you and you're like, fuck yeah. Okay.
I don't know how I feel about it.
It's the same with having kids. I've been confronted with the reality of being, well, not reality, but the prospect of, you know, all these having children and babies, bringing lots of pregnancy bellies at the moment.
Yeah,
for a thing, for a film. And thank you it's hell though. And it just makes me go, it's like something that is a mana you feel,
yeah,
feeling like pretending to be pregnant.
There was a sentence you said the other day, I can't remember exactly how you phrased it, but you said something like, now that I've been pretending to be pregnant for a while, it's given me a real fuck, what is it that you said? It was something crazy.
Understanding of what it is like to have a child.
Have a child. I don't know exactly what it was.
Something like that.
It was something very funny.
No, I was pretending to give birth.
Oh, that's why you were like, now I've been wearing a pregnant.
No, I don't know.
The pain. I can't.
Don't misquote. Don't fucking misquote me. Jesus Christ.
I the other night I was looking after my niece who's like, well, I don't know, I think she's in like the 3 age range.
Cool.
And I was putting her to bed. And I put her to bed and she started crying for her dad who wasn't there. And then I went down and I had to like rub her back and like lull her to sleep. And I was looking down on myself and I was like, this is adorable.
Wow. Congrats.
I just thought,
is it okay? So this is my...
I was just like, yeah, I like this.
You know how everyone says by the time you're 30, like those
hormones.
Well, everyone says, oh, when you're 30, something clicks when you're a woman and it fucking, and you're like, okay, I've got to have a baby. But that doesn't make sense to me in terms of how biologically have we changed that in the sense that we would have been dead by 30 100 years ago.
You know, I think it's a socialization thing.
Do you think so? That socialization that affects hormones.
Well, that happens, doesn't it? As in like, you know, you know, like when you're if your physical surroundings make you stressed, you'll skip a period, for example.
Ah, okay, you're right. Yeah, true.
I mean, I don't understand the science behind it, but I'm just saying that I think that could happen.
Yeah, maybe.
I don't know. I don't know why recently I've been on board. I mentioned it to my mum this morning. She got very excited, and then I had to dial it back because for, you know, 30 years I've been telling her I don't think I want to have kids.
Yeah.
And then I was like, I think maybe I do. And then I said to her, but Rose says it's just when I'm on that place in my cycle. And she goes, well, Rose knows you better than most.
Oh my God. This elusive Rose character knows you better than most. Oh God. I'm sorry, Jo, if you're listening. I'll beep that out.
Nah, she doesn't listen.
Okay, cool.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
But
Pete Davidson.
Okay, fine.
Well, I know what you're going to say. You're going to pull your heart out. Pull a little bit.
No, I won't tip a little bit out
of that milk jug.
I'll keep my heart in.
Tip a little bit out of that milk jug.
I've been pouring
kindness.
My heart out too much lately, I think.
Do you think so?
Are you fucking kidding me? Don't you reckon? Here's what Leon and I were talking about this the other day, and I was saying, like, there's a point in a friendship where it's mutually beneficial, and then at various points, the friendship benefits just one person for a period of time. And yeah. I reckon for the last 3 or 4 months, all of my friendships have only been benefiting.
I think you've accrued a lot of credit, though.
Yeah, but
in the past.
Oh, that's so sweet to
God,
say.
All right. Yeah, well, it's fucking dwindling now. You are low. You're an overdraft, baby.
I've just been doing nothing but pouring my heart out, and now I think.
But I think
I'm
people like that sometimes. I mean, unless it's annoying, and I think people tell you that.
Do you reckon you would tell me if it was annoying, though? I don't know if you would.
I think I would. No, I would. I would just no. What I'd do is I'd just ignore you. I would. I just ignore it.
You do that right. Sometimes. No. I don't mean it in a bad way. I don't mean it in a bad way.
Don't even fucking talk to me.
No, you're such a great supportive friend. I could call on you for anything.
Great.
No, you are. You're the best.
No, I mean, same with you, but... No, but you've been dealing with a lot of stuff lately with me, which we will discuss in another episode.
No, we won't.
No, but yeah, no, it's fine. It's fine.
Yeah.
I genuinely...
I know. I was like to Leon the other day. I was like, I think definitely it's been benefiting me more than him.
To Leon?
Absolutely. I went over to his house the other day. Ugh, no, I shouldn't pull my heart out. Okay, I went over to his house the other day. Like, it was a Sunday, and I was going to go into the office and go to work, but I just was like, I got too emotional, and I was like, I'm going to cry, but I can't go cry at work. So I went and like let myself into his house and like got into his room and woke him up and got into his bed and cried with him, and I had a flat white, and I was like, pretended I bought the coffee for him as a consolation for the fact that I was, but actually
it was for me,
and I hadn't even thought about getting him something.
I know, but that's not terrible if you're at the point where you're gonna cry.
Yeah, know. I started crying in the cafe.
Yeah, but like are you gonna text him being like, hey, gonna come over and cry, you want a coffee? Hey, bud, I'm just swinging by to have a little breakdown in your bed. Do you want long black or muffin? But also, like, it would be weird if you, because you, that's that, you, that would be like a transactional thing when really friendship should be.
It's never transactional. Anyway, whatever, I'm sorry. I've poured my heart out again. I'm going to keep it intact.
Do you think we're too personal on this podcast?
Yeah, I wondered if we should dial it back.
Do you reckon?
Yeah.
Oh, God. What
do you think?
I don't know. Maybe. I don't know. But, like, we don't have any content. Because also, so it's a real... It's a trade-off. Because it's either we really reveal too much about ourselves personally and emotionally, right? Which will be damning for us in the future if we ever try and pursue any other career path, potentially.
Yeah.
Or we put a minimum amount of effort into... figuring out what we're going to talk about, and to be honest, would go with the former.
Yeah, we would.
I'm lazier than I am guarded, although some people would beg to differ. Is it raining again? Fuck, that sucks.
Sorry for listeners of the podcast, it's raining outside.
I hear laughter in the rain, walking I think
it's a good thing that we're personal on the podcast.
Rainy day.
As long as it's not at the expense of anyone we actually know in real life.
You know, spooky, on my Spotify playlist, all these songs are about rain today, and it was raining. book, yeah?
I said something profound.
We'll bleep that out.
Oh, God, I have a good sense of humor.
Fuck you.
I love to laugh.
This is you looking down at yourself going, wow, aren't I a laugh? Aren't I a funny person?
I do sometimes get concerned. So I did an interview the other day with, like, fucking, I don't know, Canvas magazine or something. And the premise of the interview was, like, you had to discuss three sins that you got to pick.
Yeah.
So I picked, like,
shit, sorry.
Pride and sloth and greed, I think, right?
Yeah.
And then, first of all, the interviewer called me up and she was like, hey, I just got to say up front, I'm really nervous about this interview because, you know, I do a lot of research about the people before I ask them any questions. And normally I have lots of really interesting questions to ask, but I've got nothing to ask.
What?
And I,
what do you mean?
And I was like, oh, I'm sorry, my life isn't, I'm sorry, my life isn't interesting enough for you to have anything to ask about it. And she was like, oh, no, that's not what I meant. And I was like, okay. So we kind of got off to a weird start.
What the hell?
Yeah, and then.
That's not good.
Yeah, it wasn't great. And she was really nice on the phone and stuff. And then,
Why didn't she ask you about how it feels to be a woman in comedy? That's always a good question, isn't it? That's sarcasm.
I think they picked that up.
Okay.
I don't think you need to be nervous about that. I think people understood.
I'll cut that out.
So then she was like, she also said, I was like, I'm going to come across so bad in the interview. She was like, so you're going to be a lawyer and now you're a comedian. So it was interesting to me that you picked greed because you probably don't have any money and you could have. And I was like, oh, what?
Fuck you.
Yeah. And then I was like, no, I'm rich.
Yeah, of course. You are.
Well, yeah, but I mean, judged off the median income of New Zealand.
Not money rich, but asset rich.
Not money rich, okay, but rich in friends.
Friends. Rich in life. Rich in laughter.
Rich in friends. Rich in family.
Yeah.
And that's it.
Pete Davidson.
Please, oh my god.
Please, let's bring this back.
You're right. Let's talk about Pete Davidson. Okay, on the count of three, let's both say if we would have sex with him. One, two, three. Yes.
Oh, I know.
God.
God damn.
I hate both of us.
I know.
It was like
seeing my life slip away from me. It was because I knew everything I should say. I should say no.
Yes,
but
I know.
If he's in front of me and you gave me 3 seconds, I'd say yes.
Oh, no.
Apart from that situation, of course.
Oh, I hate myself that I would. Do you know what? Actually, at the moment, I don't want to have sex with anyone. Ooh.
Really?
Yeah. Oh.
If you could see that face, that was great.
No, that's bad. I have zero desire to have sex with anyone at the moment.
Fuck, I don't.
I know. You're all horned up and stuff.
I'm not all horned up. My mum listens to this. Come on.
Rose, if I know your mum,
she would be telling you to hear
that you have a healthy sexual appetite.
Yeah, she's pretty cool. She's pretty woke.
She's very woke. Too woke, in my opinion. She should dial it back.
Yeah, Pete Davis, I would, but he's got some. Okay, so what were we talking about? This he's got energy.
Yeah, he's who Big Dick Energy was coined after. No,
it was. Yeah, no. So, but that's wild, isn't it? But look, might get political.
Okay,
but he is a funny man, isn't he? I don't even find him the funniest on SNL, though. I don't find him terribly funny.
I don't find him that funny. Neither
but
do I. He's close.
I find John Mulaney funnier, and I find him hotter. I find John Mulaney. If you say John Mulaney, yes, I'd have sex with him. But they're on tour at the moment.
Yeah, so I think they must have something. I know Pete's, you know, he's had some hardships.
Pete, first name basis. I do love that.
Yeah, of course.
But, so, do you think that, and this might, okay, so, do you think that a funny man is a draw card?
Yes.
And being sexually and attractive? Like, I think, so this is a wild take. I think being a funny man converts to or translates to more being more attractive sexually directly than being a funny woman does to being attractive sexually. Do you agree with that?
Here's what I would just put to you in response. Are we talking purely in heterosexual attraction?
Yes. Let's say for shits and giggles.
Just for once, can this podcast be heteronormative?
Just for fucking once, can we just, you know?
No, I think men are not as attracted to funny women are attracted to funny men.
Annoyingly, I am speaking from my own experience because I wouldn't want to speak for anyone's other, because it would be even weirder possibly. But
no, I think that's true. I think what you're saying is true.
And I am currently heterosexual.
Oh my God, since I had sex with, since I've just kind of like broadened my horizons, so to speak, my parents have been like so proud.
Oh my God.
My dad's been coming out to the whole family for
Incredible.
Me.
Incredible.
It's very funny, like letting all the aunties and uncles
That's so cool.
And they're letting me know that he's told them.
Did you ever think
And they're
about,
all on board.
Did you ever think about when you're a teenager what, think about like what your parents would do if you came out?
Yes.
Yeah, all the time. Yeah. I did as well.
Because I was so curious because my parents were are religious as well. But they had gay friends and stuff, so I don't know why I couldn't put the two and two together.
Yeah, I always thought about that as well. Interesting.
Fuck. Maybe you're going to have a late in life discovery.
Look, I'm open. I'm open to it all. But currently I am...
You are heterosexual.
Currently I am heterosexual.
And I don't want to put a label on you, but I'd say that one is here to stay.
Whoa! Yeah, okay, fine. I mean, it's, you know, as I say, history is, my history is heterosexual. So I'm saying heterosexual
I do think
situations.
Women are more attracted to funny men than men are attracted to funny women.
And like, that sounds like, and I know that sounds like, backwards and almost like counterproductive and maybe like not helpful. Yeah. And sometimes it feels not helpful to say that because then that's self-fulfilling prophecy.
Yeah.
So when people say, oh, men are attracted to funny women, and then you've got to be the exception to the rule. And I do not believe that as well. But I do believe there is something to that. I don't know what.
I don't know what it is either. I mean, like you've had a lot of comedian boyfriends who probably rated the fact that you were funny.
Yes.
Don't you think?
Yes, but... This is crazy. I think it's more on a not a genuinely that person makes me laugh, but more on a success level.
Yeah, sure.
You know
sure.
what I mean? Like, oh, that person is successful and good at what they do, and I find that attractive. Not that, oh, that person cracks me up.
Yeah.
I want to be with
that
them.
That is depressing.
Isn't
and
that
true.
Depressing?
Fuck, and now I can't take that.
I know, it's so sad.
Jesus, I'm so glad I'm into women. What a relief.
But you know, and also, but like we're talking about, it's like you know, like women can attract
women.
Like no one's really like, oh, he's a woman is not like, oh, he's funny. Oh, no. But I think that can happen. There is a power struggle when it's the opposite. This is a fucking power struggle.
Can I ask you a question? Do you feel okay? So if I make somebody laugh, in like a romantic context, I feel more attractive.
Yeah.
When you make somebody laugh in a romantic context, does it make you feel more attractive, less attractive, or no difference?
Oh, way more attractive. Yeah, because there's power to that. And relationships are all about power.
No.
I know. But it's true. A struggle of power.
I don't want that.
I know. No, it's not power. It's just like... But no, in a good way. Not maybe power, but like influence.
Oh my God.
No, maybe not influence, but maybe like...
I think a healthy relationship is about equal partnership.
I'm not sure if many... I don't think many of my past...
Lovers
have found me... attractive purely for being funny.
No, they absolutely not haven't. They've also been like, well, I like a titty.
No, I know, but like, it's like, yeah, it's so shit.
I think there's something to being on stage and being confident at what you're doing
yeah
on stage, and it not necessarily being the fact that you're funny. I think you're right. It's the fact that you're up there and that's kind of like intoxicating. But I think women are much, I feel like because it's a security thing almost, like women are much more happy to be made to laugh.
Yeah.
Than men.
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely.
I don't know. I feel like Tim's in the room here. Maybe we should just ask him.
Tim, what do you think?
Tim, can you come over to a mic here and just really quickly just chime in on this conversation, please?
Yeah.
This is a bit unorthodox, but I like
yeah,
it.
Yeah, it's quite cool. Breaking conventions
here. Let's break format for a little bit.
Take my mic or take that mic. Take this mic and give us an answer there. Alice, ask the question.
Okay, I'll ask. Can you hear me, Tim?
Uh-huh.
Okay. Tim, can you can confirm you're a heterosexual male.
I can.
Okay. I have a question for you.
Okay.
Do you find it attractive when women are funny?
Yes.
Do you find it attractive when women make you laugh?
Yes.
Do you think other men find that attractive?
I would say, on the whole, yes.
Really?
Yeah. Although, probably because...
Are you speaking for your comedian friends or your non-comedian friends?
Well, this is the thing.
Okay, I here we go. Now male, we're getting into something.
The male friends of mine who are comics, I think there would be more dudes who feel, like, threatened by it rather than it's a sexy thing.
No way. So you reckon male comics are less likely to find a female comic attractive if she's funny?
I don't think they would admit to it.
Oh!
Yeah,
I agree.
Probably true.
I'm taking the mic.
Tim. Just to confirm, Tim is married to a doctor, not a comedian.
But I would.
She's lovely, though. She's actually the best. She's the fucking best.
I would say that two of my large relationships with comedians, I genuinely don't think that they thought I was as funny as them.
Go there.
When have you ever said that? It seemed so unnatural coming out of your mouth. It's so true.
Oh, God.
It's true.
Oh, I just want a world.
A world where that's not the case. And I know...
I just want a world where
you know what? And like, but like, I know that they would say that's not true. But I'm like... And I don't want to project on it. But I'm like, search deep within yourself... And know that that is true.
Yes.
Because they like search deep.
Here's what I will say, and I don't.
You know the two relationships. It's so funny.
No, I do know the two relationships, and I agree with what you're saying.
Yeah,
but I would say you're funnier than both of those people.
I agree.
Yeah, without question, in my mind. I shit on the comedy of those other two people in comparison.
I know. It's but I'm your, fucked up.
No, it's
you're
true.
My
and I'm your biggest fan.
Yeah, my biggest fan.
I'm your number one fan.
So my biggest fan.
Yeah. But then here's the other thing. And I don't know if what we're talking about. I think let's like apply it to relationships where people aren't comedians, right? I think my mum is so much funnier than my dad. On purpose.
Yeah.
My dad's like a funny guy.
Yeah.
But he's more like pun, dad joke driven.
Yeah, okay, yeah.
My mum is scathing.
Yeah.
And funny.
Yeah.
On purpose and witty.
Mm-hmm.
And she makes my dad laugh all the time.
That's so cool.
And I think he likes that. He loves that about her.
That's awesome. That's so cool.
Yeah, it's really cool.
But then sometimes
Jesus. I think their relationship fucked me up, actually.
Yeah, it's given you too high
of standards. And all my siblings and I have been talking about that lately.
Really?
Yeah, about how it's fucked us all up. But then I think also, it's like there's no win-win, is there?
No, you're fucked if you do, you're fucked if you don't.
You're fucked if you do, you're fucked if you don't.
Anyway, that was this week's podcast. shout out to Pete Davidson.
Bring, bring.
Oh, God, no. Bring, bring.
Bring, bring.
Bring, bring.
Bring, bring.
Bring, bring.
What do we do when there are two calls coming?
I don't know.
We'll answer both of them and they can talk to each other.
Bring, bring. Hello, you're on the line.
You're on the line.
Oh, hey.
Hello, it's me, Kate Beckinsale.
Oh, it's Pete Davidson.
Oh, lovely.
Oh, hello, Pete and Kate. This is so crazy that this is happening.
Incredible to have you both
on
the...
Hey, Kate.
Oh, hey, sweetheart.
What?
I can't hear the accent.
Ah! No!
I Hello, sweetheart. How are you doing?
Lovies. Wow, Kate, you sound a lot different to what you do in most of your film appearances. And
Kate, I'm so sorry. It's really
sorry, Kate. Yeah, wait, you break it. No. Kate, are you there?
Yes, I'm here.
Oh,
I literally can't remember what an English person is like.
You've just come back from a month in England.
It's like my brain. It's like whenever I go to do an exit, it's like the floor drops out of my brain. Like, I want to. I just feel like I need to stress. This is me trying my hardest.
It's actually upsetting.
Hello, Pete. Love, Pete. Pete.
Yeah.
Pete.
Yeah.
Pete, sweetheart, why don't you tell the group what it is that keeps us together?
I think it's your authentic English accent. What is this accent as well? Does it sound like
Brooklyn? No, oh my god.
That was shit. That was so fucking shit. Oh my god, oh my god, oh my god. It was so shit. What are we doing? What are we doing?
I don't know. Fuck, I don't know. Anyway, I'd like to make apologies just to, in general.
Yeah. Okay, cool.
To all the people in my life.
Yeah, all your friends and family.
My friends and family, anyone I've hurt, all the fans who have to listen to this. Mm-hmm. And,
go on.
And... No, that's it.
Okay. Thank you for listening to Bonus of the Heart. My name is Rose Musafir. This is Alice Sneddon. Please rate and review us on iTunes if you
only
have anything good to say.
Only positive reviews. Only positive reviews.
And please subscribe.
No constructive criticism, please. We cannot take it.
Do hit us up at Bona of the Heart on Twitter if you think we're really kind of going off the rails.
Yeah. And also, can I say this? I'm doing a show in Melbourne for a month. Please buy tickets to that. Mm-hmm. And if you're in Dunedin, I'm doing a show there for 3 days. And if you're in London in July, Bonus of the Heart is doing a live show. So buy tickets to that.
Buy tickets to that, please.
Please buy. Honestly, the Melbourne one, that is the most important.
It is of the utmost importance. And you're also doing New Zealand Comedy Fest. I'm also doing a couple of shows at Porn Dog at the Basement Theatre in mid-April. So just, you know, follow us on Twitter and buy some tickets. Thank you for listening. We out.
Bonus of the heart. Bonus of the heart. Bonus of the heart. Bonus of the heart.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.